Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show, where we jump into some of the best of my motivational quotes. Hey, y'all, y'all been asking for this for a long time, and we finally put it together for you. Every single day, I do a new 60-second audio sort of my best quotes or of coaching that we put on Instagram. And I have just gotten such an outpouring of love for these. As you can see, each of them tends to get, you know, tens and tens of thousands or tens of tens of tens of thousands of views. So much love for these. And basically what I've done is if you haven't seen it, please follow me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. And what I like to do is post an actual quote of mine that I've written from one of my six books, or, you know, the thousands of blogs and articles that I've done. And what I like to do is just grab a little bit of a quote, maybe it's 2 to 3 sentences. And so I read the quote on Instagram, and then I just go off on that quote for like 60 seconds. So literally just 1 minute of fire, as much as I can, pretty much every single day.
on Instagram that I created originally. And people just wanted like a roundup of those. So finally, somebody actually DM'd me on Instagram and said, man, you should do a mashup of all of these on your podcast. These are like friggin' inspiring. They're insightful. They're motivational because they're some of the best of what I've written. And I think you'll really enjoy these. It's kind of a funny format because each of them was only 60 seconds. And we're stringing together a bunch of them from this week for you right here in what we're going to call the motivational quotes episodes. I hope you'll really enjoy that. So without further ado, enjoy these 60 seconds of motivation for your day, my friend. If you really like these, make sure you're following me on Instagram. And also just do me a simple favor that I know you guys are liking these. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, post it up on your socials and use hashtag The Brendan Show. That way I can see who's really engaging with these motivational quote sessions. And we'll be doing some giveaways this week and over the next couple of weeks. So make sure you use a hashtag The Brendan Show when you post about these motivational quotes sessions. With that, let's go.
Do not settle. Look at your life, look at every area, see what you need to stop doing and what you need to start. And do it while you still can, my friend, no matter how hard it is, because life is always short. Life is always surprising. Life is always throwing curveballs. So if you do not decide upon a purpose, a plan, a path, at least some goals this next month, and get going towards what you really want, you cannot fool yourself into thinking you're always going to have time. You know, when I was 19, I got the blessing of this concept of mortality motivation, that life is short, it can be endangered, and we are, none of us are promised months or years on this planet. And so let's be purposeful while we are here. Look at your life. Look at every area. Decide what you need to stop doing and start doing and begin today. That's real reverence for life. Hey, it's Brendan. And listen to this one. No one makes a jerk a jerk. Whether people admit it or not, they're ultimately responsible for their enduring attitude, behavior, and character. I think it's so funny how many people who are rude, who treat others with disrespect, who are flippant, who are condescending, say, well, she made me act like that. Well, he made me do this. Well, they made me this, or this situation caused that. And they always feel like they're just at the whim of cause and effect without realizing in between cause and effects is this little thing called choice. Choice of our attitude, choice of how we react to things, choice of the person we are demonstrating to the world. No one makes a jerk a jerk. Yes, we can get upset. Yes, we can have quick, speedy emotions. But over the period of a long term, the character is forged by our own choice. So who are we choosing to be is the question. Character isn't developed by trying to become famous or a billionaire. Character is developed by seeking to become a better human to those you love, interact with, and serve. And, you know, it's so funny because you take a poll these days. What do people want in this world? And what do they say they want? And what do you hear all the time? They say, well, I want to become rich. I want to become famous. And they're focused on so many externalities, which, hey, I'm okay with that in so many ways. It's okay to want to have abundance for you and your family. It's okay to want to strive for dreams. It's okay to want to have extraordinary wealth or ability to influence other people because maybe you want to do great, good things with that. But at the same time, know that becoming a better human is the ultimate goal. And becoming a better human happens in those day-to-day interactions with your family, with your friends, with the people you meet, the people you talk to. It's who you are becoming is not about what you're going to get. It's about how you treat others now and how you live in your truth. Remember, you are stronger than you think. And the future holds good things for you. Yes, you had some dark times. Yes, last week or last month or last year wasn't everything that everybody always wanted. Yes, life is full of struggle, but you're stronger than you think. I mean, you made it this far, you figured out things this far, and tomorrow it's a blank page. You wake up tomorrow and you say, okay, who do I want to be today? What do I want to demonstrate to the world? What do I want to focus on? What do I want to get done?
How do I want to move forward? How do I want to feel about the day? What's the attitude I'm going to keep? Who am I going to serve today? Who deserves to see me on my A game? Why is my dream calling to me? What should I do with all this energy and this zest and this joy and this gratitude in my heart? Let me amplify now, because tomorrow that blank page, I will fill it with love and heart and movement and progress, because it's your time, my friend. The future holds good things for you. Listen to the restlessness. It's telling you to ready yourself, to let loose, to strive for the magic and meaning of life once more. That restlessness you feel inside that says, I don't know if I'm on the right path. I feel frustrated. That restlessness that says, I wish we had more for my family. That restlessness that says, you know what? Something isn't right. Something could be better. That restlessness that says, I know in my heart I am better. That side of you that you want to avoid, that feeling that you don't want to acknowledge, see it, feel it, give it its appreciation, because sometimes that's just the signal, my friend, that it is time. It is time to begin anew. It is time to change your course. It is time to try new things. It is time to seek that dream. It is time to ask for help. It is time to begin anew with a new bold faith and confidence, my friend. It is your time. If we are not disappointed from time to time, we are not attempting anything new or bold or significant. Because when you're swinging for the fences, when you're trying to change the world, when you're trying to make even a small difference at home, at work, in your community, of course not everything is going to go right. Of course there's going to be days you're like, gosh, I wish it went better. And disappointment comes with that. Everyone says, we'll never be disappointed. No, of course. You know what? People with high standards, they do get disappointed. Let's stop telling fake stories and pretending that we don't get a little bummed or a little discouraged, a little down. The thing is, if you get disappointed, you don't stop. If you get bummed, you don't stop. If you get discouraged, you don't stop. You recognize that as part of the process. You have to honor the struggle, not stop because you have some. You have to honor the fact that, yeah, gosh, you know, it's good that I have emotions that want to have high standards. I want to do great. Good for you, because you're trying to do things that are new, bold, significant, important. So keep at it, my friend.
Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this motivational session here on The Brendan Show. And listen, please do yourself a favor. If you like this type of thing, imagine spending 2 hours of training with me live every month, where I get to mentor you on how you can reach your highest levels of performance and potential in every single thing you do in your life. That program is called High Performance Mentoring. And you can go to brendan.com/monthly to join that program. That's brendan.com/monthly. And you can join our high performance mentoring program. It's where I go live every single month. And obviously when you join our mentoring program, it's just, I'm doing everything I can to coach you, to cheer you on, to share my latest insights from all my studies in neuroscience, positive psychology, behavioral economics, everything that I do to really just build my brand, build my life, and share every insight I can learn about strategies, ideas, and tools to improve your life. Go to brendan.com/monthly for a special to join that membership right now. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.